Greetings and welcome to a special episode of the podcast recorded live in the on-site podcasting studio at the LA Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum, April 2022. For these episodes, we are joined by Gelf friend and supporter Rick Watson, who takes his turn on the mic as our podcast host for this LA podcast series. Let's listen in now.
Hi, everyone. This is Rick Watson, host of the Watson Weekly Podcast, and I'm broadcasting from the Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum. Today, we talk with cross-border logistics parcel service called Parcel. Say hello to the business development manager for the U.S., Kevin Cushing.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Okay. Let me make sure I get this right. P-A-R-X-L is the spelling. But how do you say it, and why is it spelled this way?
Okay. We're just trying to mess with all those kids who are out there learning to spell. No, it's pronounced parcel, just like the English word, but like so many companies, we tried to create a unique brand. We're actually Singapore Airlines.
Okay.
But we're a brand within Singapore Airlines that's focused on parcel delivery. So that's why we chose parcel. But you know, it's like I go to my local grocery store, Pavilions, and I have forgotten now that the word pavilion is actually spelled with two L's because, you know, they spell it with one L. So in a similar way, you know, I just think it's funny all these companies, you know, we all try and find our unique way of identifying ourselves. And so we take a common English word and just mess with it.
Got, you know? Got it. Yeah. So that's an interesting backstory. And I mean, obviously we're, you know, hopefully knock on wood, maybe we're coming out of COVID-19 and now like the war in the Ukraine and there's still tariffs. Mm-hmm. Moving freight internationally, container prices have gone really up. This is cross-border logistics, getting things from overseas. I mean, it's a big concern to a lot of e-commerce sellers, and air freight is obviously a huge part of that. I mean,
right.
What trends have you guys at Singapore Airlines been seeing this year? You have the easing of COVID, obviously, but what else?
Yeah, just to give you a little bit of background. So Singapore Airlines, we've been in the cargo business for like 60 years, our entire history. And so this is a new product within that, which I'll explain in a moment.
Okay.
But in terms of overall trends and what we're seeing with air cargo, the amount of usage, the freight ton usage of cargo last year has returned to pre-COVID levels, but the capacity has not. So we're seeing maybe that the capacity is back to about 80% of what it was before COVID, but people are utilizing as much capacity as they did before. So what that means is that whereas before maybe, and I'm talking about across the entire world in all carriers, maybe 55% of available capacity was being used back in, say, 2019, now 66%. So you can imagine if it's gone up 11 points in terms of utilization, what that's done to pricing on air cargo. Air cargo has just been spiking and growing. And then you add to that to the war and the effect on fuel prices, and now we're seeing prices like we haven't seen. Like for a long time, aviation fuel was priced at around $2 a gallon pretty consistently. Mm. Last month, it was over $3.60. So that's like 80% increase. So there's a lot of things driving the price of air cargo up, which our customers are feeling, you know, right now. And you're seeing a lot of fuel surcharges going up by all carriers. And it's certainly a challenge on our business as well.
Yeah, I remember during the pandemic, even companies like Peloton Bikes, you know, they were having trouble with container ships coming over, and yes, they were going to rush all of these bikes over by air freight and cost them an arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that requires people to plan in advance and not try and do something at the last minute.
Absolutely. And you know, even though COVID is easing, there's still a lot of volatility. You know, we saw the Shanghai city closed down and the airport, you know, just stopped being used for a while. And that literally cut off 25% of the air cargo coming out of mainland China. So not just Shanghai area, but all of mainland China, 25% of its air cargo was cut off because of Shanghai. So there's these factors that have really caused a lot of volatility. And so what that's done to pricing, typically over the last few years, to move cargo, say, across the ocean, it typically ran about $3.50 to $4 a kilogram to go across the Pacific or across the Atlantic. It's been averaging more like $5 to $7. And if you talk about Asia to the U.S., well above $7 a kilogram lately. And so it's causing a lot of headaches, stomach aches for people.
Yeah, so more than double.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting that Singapore Airlines has gone beyond the traditional air cargo to support international package delivery with this parcel service. What was the thinking behind starting the service like parcel? As you said, it's kind of an evolution of something you've been doing a while.
Yeah, like I said, we've been in the air cargo business, which was fortunate because when COVID happened, obviously international passenger travel just went away. And for Singapore Airlines, I mean, that's what we do, right? And so the fact that we had a robust cargo business and that we do operate freighters exclusively for cargo, that helped. You know, we still were losing a ton of money during COVID, but it was not as bad as it could have been because of our cargo business. But however, they did start to do something about 3 years ago, before anybody knew there was going to be a pandemic. They started to develop this product called Parcel. And the thought behind that was, we've been moving cargo for freight forwarders for the longest time, but can we provide a service that is at the package level and can track a package, literally go and pick it up from an e-commerce merchant, take it to an export hub, do the export processing, fly it obviously on our planes, but then do the import handling, do the customs clearance, and then get it to a last mile delivery carrier. They put together a product that could do all of that technically and that our customers could integrate with. And then COVID kind of hit and it hurt us in terms of like introducing it to a worldwide market. But during the last couple of years, they really focused on within Asia, going country to country, or Asia to Australia was another popular lane. We have customers who go from, say, Korea or Japan to Australia.
Got it.
And so we kind of worked out the kinks in this product, and now we're in the process of introducing it to the U.S. market. So if you have, you know, a major brand that does a lot of commerce between Asia and the U.S., we're set up now to provide that level of service where, you know, a single label, a single tracking number will take your package right from your fulfillment center and get it to your customer over in Asia or vice versa.
Obviously, in the U.S., we're used to working with, you know, traditional international delivery options.
Right.
You know, how does working with an airline like Singapore Airlines benefit the e-commerce merchants?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways. Like you said, in the U.S., we're used to working with a few well-known brands, right? If you're going to ship something from the U.S. to another foreign country, you're going to use maybe the Postal Service and their options. You're going to use FedEx, UPS, DHL, and that's about it. But around the world, as you probably know, there are many carrier options. In the U.S., because the U.S. is such a huge market, it's really those three or four brands really dominate international freight or international package shipping. But with Singapore Airlines, what we've tried to do is more and more we feel that those familiar brands have begun to resemble each other so much, their pricing, just the way they do business. We started to ask ourselves, well, okay, if we're going to build this, how can we differentiate ourselves? So one of the things we've tried to do is really simplify our pricing. If you are familiar with UPS or FedEx, or there's so many surcharges that come in at the back of your bill. I mean, literally like 40 different surcharges that could come into play when you get into delivering. We have tried to make our pricing structure super simple. So it's just a function of what's the weight of this package, what's the dimensional weight, what country is it going to? Here's the price, you know, and practically no surcharges. And then we do like 30-day invoicing. So rather than a weekly invoice,
right,
you get the benefit of 30 days. And also we lock in our customers' prices for like a 12-month term. So they have very reliable, stable pricing that they've contracted with us. And we hope by doing that, I hope that for years to come, we really ride this wave of simplifying pricing in package shipping, because I think there's a real hunger for that. And when people see that, and it's like, oh my goodness, I don't have to worry about, I know I get this much percentage off of the retail rates for my carrier, but there's all these surcharges on the back of the bill, and analyzing what I'm really paying is very difficult.
Yeah, and you mentioned one thing in there, which is almost like code word for a merchant that they run screaming, fuel surcharges.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I saw even a company like Amazon, for its own fulfillment service, has offered a 5% fuel and storage surcharge. You know, they say it's temporary, but of course, everyone knows it's not going to be temporary. How has the cost increases on the fuel side affected your rate card and pricing structures?
Yeah, I was talking to a customer of ours the other day, and they were trying to analyze what they were actually paying since the war started. And they said it was anywhere from 5 to 48% more, depending on what carrier and what scenario they were looking at. So as I mentioned, we lock in pricing on a one-year contract with our customers. So we have some customers right now who are really benefiting from that.
Right.
And it's hurting us, but we are a growing brand and we're willing to invest somewhat. So that's what we offer, is guaranteed pricing. Now, we also, you know, I mentioned that fuel has gone up 80%. So we are looking at the possibility of adding a fuel surcharge in the future. But I think one of the things we're committed to is, if we do a fuel surcharge, we're going to index it to some publicly known index or figure. So, you know, really our only interest would be in, if our true costs have gone up, passing on the exact cost that's gone up to us. We're not going to try and, you know, benefit from just the idea that there's a crisis here. But, okay, our costs are really prohibitive right now, and we're going to maybe pass some of that on. But we haven't done that in all cases. There's quite a discussion going on within our group internally as to, you know, can we keep it as simple as possible? But whatever we do, we are going to lock in those rates and not surprise you while you're within that one-year term. And then each year is a negotiation process as we, you know, try and keep those costs down and you know, re-up for those rates. So again, the message is we really want to simplify package shipping, make it very predictable, because that, I know for operational people, that really benefits their bottom line to be able to tell that story that they've got. And think about it, as an airline, we've got this capacity, we're flying passengers, it's not all used. So, you know, there's a sort of a sustainability story too, in that this is available, you know, capacity. Mm. Now, obviously we fly air cargo, but we're going to prioritize these parcel customers that we have. They're going to get the first dibs on that space, because we really want this business to grow. And, you know, we're going to be expanding soon. Right now we serve all of Asia from the U.S. and Australia. We're going to be expanding next to the U.K. and then farther in into Europe, all the places that Singapore Airlines flies.
If an e-commerce merchant wanted to explore using the service, how would they get started? What's the first thing they would have to do?
Yeah, absolutely. So you would go to our website, parxl.com, parcel.com. You can fill out a customer inquiry form there. I'm available as well. My name is Kevin Cushing.
24/7, yep. You can reach out to Kevin. You
absolutely
heard it here, folks.
Believe me, with working with a Singapore team, it is a 24/7. You know, I have calls at the oddest times. So my last name is Cushing. You can, my email is kevin.cushing@parcel.com, or you can just look me up on LinkedIn. I'd be happy to connect with you and get you started. And, you know, we would just find out, like, what are the lanes that you're most interested in serving, you know, going from which point to which point, and then try and find a program that will either save you time or money or both in terms of how you're shipping your packages now.
Yeah, I'm sure that the hosts of the Gelf today, I really enjoyed having you out here. What's one takeaway that you've seen in any of the talks or booths out there today?
Sustainability is a huge topic of conversation, I notice, in these talks that we're having. And I really appreciated that. I think one other global e-commerce solution provider was talking about the fact that they leverage passenger aircraft for a lot of their movement of packages. Mm. And that's our story as well. You know, Singapore Airlines has an excellent reputation when it comes to you know, carbon reduction and sustainability. We have an innovative new fuel that we're using, which drastically cuts carbon emissions. We've also invested in longer range aircraft, which are more fuel efficient. Interestingly, some of your listeners may have heard, you know, we recently contracted with DHL to service and fly their aircraft in Asia. So while that is not our capacity, that's DHL's, but it just speaks to the fact that we've been in this space and we really know what it is to fly cargo. We have our own freighters as well that fly around the world. So so we are a resource. I hope people think of us. And I hope that a few years from now, we're in the conversation when people think of those big players, you know, FedEx, UPS, that Parcel would become a brand that they think of alongside of those.
That sounds great. Any parting words for our listeners or words of wisdom?
I've just enjoyed being at this conference so far. We're all excited to be together. It's great to meet you in person and have this conversation. And I look forward to a lot of great new relationships out of this.
Thanks so much. Kevin Cushing, Business Development Manager for the U.S. at Parcel. Thanks, everyone, for listening today.
Thank you.
If you like this podcast, you can follow us on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music Podcast Channel, or your favorite podcast platform. Please rate and review. Be sure to recommend to a friend or colleague in the retail and cross-border commerce industry. You can learn more about the Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum and continue to keep up with the latest on cross-border commerce online at www.globalecommerceleadersforum.com. And be sure to visit our all-new YouTube site, where you find plenty of fantastic cross-border content from several of our events. Speaking of which, our next event will be in New York City, September 29th. Mark it in your calendars now. Execs from retail brands can register for a complimentary VIP pass at bit.ly/GELF NYC 2022. That's bit.ly/GELF NYC 2022. Until then, safe travels.